So I guess I imagine it'll be kind of like a normal morning where people can roll in and we're going to have to discuss what we went through. So I will be in my office.
The morning after, Barry will walk around helping Oswald replace bandages and offering coffee to those that are awake and ready.
Yeah, I'll take coffee. I'm just digging through the data pad that I stole.
I'm probably buffing out the grazed gunshot that happened on the that I took.
Yeah.
And I have big old bandages across my chest, and I just go back into the, I don't know, wherever the sculptor is, and I just start tinkering on it.
Yeah, it'd probably be best if you took it easy and just tinkered on the sculptor for a bit. You still have your harness on, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like chafing against me awkwardly, and it kind of like wince every time I move. Yeah.
Okay, consider telling you maybe you should just take that off, and then I just like, nah. You just kind of do you, buddy. When we're kind of together, even maybe Barry and Gore present, we found something pretty above us. I don't really know exactly what I want to do with these crystals. What are your guys' thoughts?
It's not quite easy for a robot to be wide-eyed, but Barry is. He definitely would be looking at the briefcase full of diamonds, almost afraid of it.
Yeah, Barry, you recognize what these are then?
He responds to say that I don't know what they are, but I know I don't think we should have them. Gore, on the other hand, with a massive smile, with a glee on his face of, oh my god, he would probably resist the urge to take a picture with them.
I'll say, I mean, I'd let him. But I would say,
no, he won't. Big old frown on my face.
I'll just look to him and shrug, like, sorry, man. But I'll say, they're not ours to begin with, right? Should we just give them back to the guy who hired us?
I think you're right. I'm still a little bit angry that he hired Applied Solutions on top of us. In which case, obviously, we need to be compensated better.
Didn't you take the percentage on the items?
What did we do in the case of this one?
I think Ven promised us a percentage of the value of the briefcase, but I'm not sure that it was ever specified what percentage.
So Gore will not take a picture with the diamonds and will put away his phone for the time being. So you can see he doesn't know what to do with his hands.
I'll probably give Gore a wink.
Yeah, let's take more time to consider what these things are actually worth and how they're made, perhaps.
Yeah.
With that, we'll try to roll some appraisal checks.
I mean, you guys have the time for it. You can take 20. What is your appraise?
I have +6 to appraise. And that would make that a 26. And I think that that's how I would like to spend my time.
I would like to aid him if I could, possibly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also get a 26.
26 buddies.
High five as we look at the diamonds.
This is not my jam, no.
Same.
If we hit level 4 before the end of last session, I could do better.
Have another rank in it, you're right.
Well, I get a special thing for appraising stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
You get to make your appraisals explode.
Yep.
Totally imagining Lucius going over to his desk and like pulling open a drawer to pull out a jeweler's loop so he can come out and examine the diamonds more closely. Just has one.
Is this an upside down shot glass?
Yeah, 28 on appraise. Each of these diamonds here, not even getting into what the cost and time it would take to create such a spell to put in them, but each diamond here is worth 25,000 gold.
There's 6 of them, right?
Correct.
Any indication of who they're supposed to be going to? Or
It was on the note. They're from the like the high priest of Legallo to Typh Raylan.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're worth being killed by Amon advancements, I'm pretty sure.
So that's something that we kind of know more than our characters would know on that. Can I roll some checks to kind of understand who these people are?
Yeah, I mean, you're in-game, your character would know that Typh Raylan is the CEO of Amon Advancements.
Right.
And if impossible not to know.
But as far as for the head of the Church of Legallo, go ahead and give me a knowledge religion check, reading over the wax seal here and looking at the paper of this is.
Sounds good. Now, because of my bloodline, my imperious bloodline, I believe I get +2 to this. Because it's dealing with humans. I think. I'm assuming that will help. How about I'll pop it up on the screen? So you'd allow this one to work for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Oh, damn. Did you roll a 20 on it as well?
I did roll a 20, which would bring me to a 22, but I'm actually adding my charisma to this as well, which brings it to a 25.
Impressive.
Use those 20s where you can. The important things. Knowledge checks.
With a natural 20. You understand, looking at the seal here, the paper, what this is. By the Archbishop Logallo, this is not referring to the standard church that you know and see. In town, this appears to be referencing the churches of Novosol, a distant country that hosts the kind of the old fundamentalists.
And they have the ability to make these.
As far as you know, no, nobody does.
So we definitely need to, we need to sell these. And I think you guys are right.
Really?
Is that really your instinct? I don't feel like getting killed.
No, no, sorry. My brain is thinking is completing the contract with Ven Voss.
Got it. Sell them to Ven.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Don't tell him we opened it.
Yeah, I think we're not going to tell them that we opened it. And that's another reason why there are no pictures being taken of this. Give a dirty glance over to fucking Gore.
Oswald would look disappointedly at Gore, because he was totally planning on hooking up with Gore and taking selfies afterwards.
Gore will slurp on his coffee.
In the meantime, let's put these in the secret room. Let's go get some breakfast, and we'll call up Ven Voss, start our negotiation.
Wouldn't be surprised if he already knows that we have them.
He might already know that we have them if Applied Solutions, even if we're on their radar.
Well, Applied Solutions was calling him on the spot.
Yeah, and I get that, but does Applied Solutions even care who we are? For all they know, we're just some people that were there with the red bandanas.
That's true. So maybe it could be that Applied Solutions was just telling Ven, hey, some random dudes are here stealing the briefcase.
Mm-hmm. And which he'd probably put two and two together. But
I know some random dudes who might be interested in that briefcase. Those schmucks.
Yeah. So you're right. It's probable that he knows, but not out of bounds that he might not.
Wait, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and turn like any location tracking or location services on the data pad, but I kind of want to dig through it before I wipe it to see if there's anything fun or interesting on it.
Okay. Yeah, looking through the Applied Solutions data pad that you've seen before, it simply holds kind of what the immediate contract they had. So it was they paid for drone services, they paid for an extraction team. There is a coverage to if they did have to kill, well, there's a body cleaning fee. But looks like they were just supposed to retrieve the briefcase.
So there's only information about that job, and there isn't any record of other jobs that are still open with them?
Not with this one, because this one's active in the field. It's just relevant to the mission at hand.
Okay.
Is this something you're looking at over breakfast? Or?
Yeah.
I guess I'd be curious. What are you finding out?
Nothing new, really. And I'll just show you. Show you the screen.
Any way to find out how much they were getting paid to do this?
Probably in the invoice.
Yeah, you can find it on there easy enough. Looks like they were getting $30,000.
Jeez. Uh-huh. Got up our rates. Then again, we aren't exactly militarized.
In a face-to-face confrontation, we out-thought them. We got the jump on them in terms of getting the job done, you know?
Oh, yeah. How's everybody at Goodberry's today?
Sabrina would bring your usual orders. Oswald, you can taste the difference that these appear to be chicken eggs.
Oh, I will still happily eat them, but I'm definitely a little disappointed.
Sabrina would tell you that, unfortunately, they had another break-in. Another chicken, wink, wink, has been taken. She apologizes for the bread, as Morali has not gotten back to them, the local baker down the street. You also know Morali as Shropdell's chess partner.
He just didn't make any bread?
He didn't deliver any today, or yesterday, but...
Is he okay?
Oh, we called and left a message, but he has not answered back.
Well, I don't eat, so if you guys want to eat, I'll go check on this guy, just to see if he's okay.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Dosh.
I'll leave pretty quickly, happy to get away from the smell of grease and whatever else is in that place.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll ask Sabrina, like, so any ideas on who or what is breaking in? Like, they're... chickens, I say, with a wink. Like, they're not exactly defenseless if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, she would say, that's the part that has me stumped. They aren't easy to deal with. Whatever's getting to them, I guess, isn't bothered by the complications. Hmm. Outside, strutting down the street, Dosh, you'll pass by two people walking towards Goodberry's. You see on them the patent symbol of Amon Advancements embroidered into their laboratory coats.
Have I seen these guys before?
You have not.
Okay. And they're scientists?
Correct. But they pass you with a nod.
Yeah, nod to him. I'll send a quick message saying, Ahmad, nerds outside. To Lucius.
Mm-hmm. I'll look over at Oswald and say, I think you might have been right.
About what?
About them knowing that we have the briefcase. Which is fine. Take a sip of coffee.
You're talking about the briefcase we didn't open, right?
The briefcase we did not open.
It's only around the corner. You pass by Shrop, which he'll wave at you, Dosh.
Yeah. Give him a tap of my stick.
Yeah, it's early morning. Kids are out playing in the street, kicking a ball back and forth. You can see the small bakery shop run by Barali, an older Lykel, known for wearing his four chef hats.
It's usually open by now, right? Like he'd be out. The shop would be open. It'd be...
Correct.
Does it appear open?
It does not. Lights are all off. No open sign. No lights on the inside on either.
Does he live here as well?
New to the neighborhood, you believe so?
I'll just try the door and see if it opens.
It does.
I'll slide inside. I'm going to call out. Raleigh?
Don't give me a perception check.
Ooh, I do not perceive stuff. All right, let's roll this with a plus one. And I get a... Oh, I rolled a 19. I get a 20.
I am very impressed by how you guys just do not seem to roll bad in this game.
Don't jinx it.
I'm trying to.
Shut your face.
Dosh, inside of the small bakery, it doesn't seem like anything's been turned on here for a few days. The dry smell of old flour and bread lingers in the air. In the back with the ovens, you hear the sounds of scraping and then glass breaking.
I immediately get into my defensive stick stance and I will cautiously but quickly move forward.
Moving towards the back of the bakery, as you come around the corner, you see a scene of violence. Blood covers the walls, runs down the tables. You can see that where Brawley's body has been ripped apart and pushed aside. Innards have been left out, consumed, where you can see teeth have ripped away the flesh at the ribs and the center part of his body. Flies have started to gather as it's been a few days here. So you can see a fresh trail that leads to a back window.
Oh, man. So there's obviously nothing here, like whatever it is, just busted out right now.
Mm.
I heard the glass break, right?
Correct.
I'll rush out the back door and see if I can catch sight of whatever it is.
You see the creature stop before it bounds over a fence onto the side of a building and crawls up towards the roof. A writhing mass of fur and translucent flesh, the eyes covered over by skin that seems to continuously grow, covering over orifices as they rip open while it moves. Its bifurcated jaw and its ribs fanned out like a fern, moving with the body as it crawls up the wall. Muscles that have been flayed from its back seem to lash out like hooks, grabbing as it pulls itself up and away and out of sight, leaving only a streak of blood and mucus.
So it's still in the building with me, or we were outside?
No, so like you run, open the door, and you see it crawling up over the fence, like onto the side of a building.
Okay. Oh, man, I'm pretty quick, but I can't climb a building very fast. So I want to try to keep an eye on it. Or at least follow it. Because he has the body, right?
Brawley's body is still laying in the in the bakery, just torn open.
All right.
Back at the diner, food is delivered. Sabrina has gone back to talk with the chef. You'll see at the door the two nerds that Dosh had warned you about. As they stop for a while, look around, before pointing across the street and head towards Bold Requisitions.
Well, I guess not who I thought it was.
Do they have anything in their hands?
They do have a data.
Looking at a data. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I say we just let them continue over. They can deal with Barry for a little bit. We can have some breakfast.
You bite in, your phone will ring.
Yep, pick it up.
The voice sounds a lot calmer than you're used to hearing him, but Venveros comes through clear. Morning, Estebold.
Venveros, how are you today?
Wonderful. You have the briefcase that I hired you for.
Of course I do. But you might recall the price for giving it back. Yeah, the price will have to go up, though, because you brought in Applied Solutions. They made it much harder to get.
Understandable.
I would call 30,000 reasonable on top of what we negotiated.
Yeah, go ahead and give me that diplomacy check. You can definitely hear him stop and breathe in it. Like, oh, that's a sharp increase.
1 second here. And I will roll a diplomacy. I got a total of 30. And I will nod over to Fours and say, I think it's well worth that we pick up Applied Solutions end of their contract as well as our own. And can't help but throw in the medical expenses as well.
The silence on the phone would last longer than you assume he's comfortable with before he says, that's fine. I can meet you at that diner place.
Certainly. How about tonight?
I'll need it sooner than that. I'll be there in 2 hours.
You sound desperate.
There's a timeline. You've been hired to get it, and it's been gone. So
2 hours will be here.
With that, the rest of the meal goes by uninterrupted. Back at Barali's baking shop.
I won't chase the monster down. What I'm going to do, assume it's already gone, but at least I got a kind of a look at it. I'll head back inside, slip out the front door, and go talk to our friend, the chess player, Shrapdel. I'll go talk to Shrapdel. I'll sit across from him. I'll say, I heard you were good friends with Barali.
Yeah, he usually finishes up baking early and makes time to play a game or two.
I'll say, I know I'm new around here, and I hate to be the one to be the bearer of bad news. I wish it could be somebody more close to you, but Barali is dead.
Yeah, shock and concern would cover his face as he, I don't understand. How?
I'll say, there was some sort of creature had broke into his bakery. He's currently lying in his kitchen. It is not a pretty sight. I don't recommend going in there. I only come to ask you if there's anything he would need cleared up before I call the police.
Anything cleared up?
I'm kind of hinting at, like, I'm looking out for these guys. And if he was into, I know the diner has illegal chickens. So it's like, does this guy have something else going on that I shouldn't, don't want to ruin, besmirch his good name? And like, I'm just trying to endear myself to the locals.
You could say that, I don't think he had anything, any work on the side that he was doing. He always seemed very on point. Yeah, Shrop would kind of retreat back into that just thinking about everything that happened. And this is a lot of news to take early in the morning.
Yes. I'll ask if there's anybody else I should tell before I call the authorities.
No, Brawley's wife had passed away before, and it doesn't have any children, so.
I'm really sorry for your loss. I'm sure Lucius will come around to talk to you here shortly. And I'll get up and kind of put a hand on his shoulder and then head towards the diner.
Alrighty.
As I walk in, sad look on my face. No click in my step, just kind of carrying my walking stick. So I sit down and say, Brawley's dead.
He's dead? What happened?
A sort of strange, translucent beast was devouring him as I entered into the kitchen, escaped out the back, climbed up a building, and leapt off into the distance.
Yikes.
I'll kind of smile. Are you joking?
I'll just look at you like the stern android face. No.
Jesus, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I talked to Shrapdel.
Thank you for doing that.
You might want to go say something to him as well. You know him better than I do. Wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything we should watch out for before we call somebody come deal with the body.
Right. Call Sabrina over then and let her know the bad news.
She'll put down Eric and tell him to run off when she sees all the serious faces.
Yeah, don't let the kids run off too far, because Brawley was attacked by a monster and it's no longer with us. So do your best to make sure that you and your owner are safe. It might be the same thing that's eating your chickens.
It's translucent, then the stare of the chickens might not affect it. But I don't know much about how those things work.
Yeah, they aren't human.
Oswald is probably sitting there like he's stopped eating entirely, and he's just like having this daymare about zipping around on rooftops being chased by some kind of monster that can climb up buildings and tear apart, you know, chickens. And yeah,
I've lost my appetite too. Well, this might be a good time to see what those nerds are on about, if everybody else is finished.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Pay up and get out.
I'll ask Sabrina if she wants to call the authorities for Barali, but if she doesn't, I can.
Yeah, she will make that call.
I'll be a bit relieved.
That makes sense. That way she can choose what information goes to the police and what doesn't.
Yeah, I'd rather not talk to the police.
Right.
Again, so soon. I'll be looking at the bakery with concern as I leave the diner and cross the street.
Yeah, definitely looking up at buildings and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just like looking up as we cross the street. Those Amon nerds go inside old requisitions, or did they pass by? I don't know if we ever dealt with that.
They had entered shortly after you guys had spotted them walking across. With a couple hours away until Venvaros arrives, you will head out Goodberries, cross the street, back to Bold Requisitions. Inside, you see an Ilkin and a Lykel chatting away with Gore, as they seem to be kind of laughing and sharing work stories. Seeing you walk in, though, Gore will snap to and, "Hey, boss, got a new job.
Or I'll give nods to the people in front of us.
Yeah, they will. Hats off and a slight bow.
I'll wait for them to introduce themselves.
Yeah, the Illikin introduced himself as Dova Dirth, and the Lykel, her name is Capel Zaline.
Doka Dirth?
Dova Dirth and Capel Zaline.
And these guys look like they're scientists?
They do.
Okay, what brings you into our neighborhood?
Dova Dirth holding up the data pad, say that we were tracking some property that was removed from our laboratory by an ex-partner of ours. Unfortunately, the tracker ended here in the street. We assumed that he must be squatting nearby, but I don't know. That's why I'm Capel here, and he'll look over at her as she gives a smile back. Had a genius idea of hiring help.
Sounds pretty genius. What was the property?
It was a set of experimental Emberwolf pups.
Huh. That seems hard to smuggle.
Yeah, I imagine that's why he's squatting down here, and the Dova would stop and make sure not to say anything offensive in these more economical areas.
Yeah, catch that and sigh a little bit.
I'll lean forward and say, experimental?
Emberwolves are very unique creatures, normally only found in the northern pine woods of Anise, but we've determined that they actually adjust themselves depending on what planar energies are around. Very useful for testing out new planar conduits.
And who was your associate that stole these?
Yeah, Capel would answer, Abernathy Goldtown, and she will show you a picture of a short halfling, partially balding, kind of a black salt and pepper beard, huge mutton chops.
You know why he took them?
I imagine, like anyone, he became attached. A lot of the work we do means that, unfortunately, we don't look at these as animals, but they are projects.
I see. I'll feel a little bit guilty. And then, and you were tracking them how?
Oh, we had placed a tracker in one of the older puppies, but we found it laying out in the street.
Well, so you found one of the puppies?
Oh, we found the tracker.
The tracker, okay. This seems difficult to do, but if I'm getting this right, two Ember Wolves, can I try to do an appraise to kind of come up with a figure for how much I want to charge these guys?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and give me that appraise.
All right.
Aha, take that, tumble or acrobatics, twice in a session.
All right. So I got a total of 16.
On your acrobatics?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Lucius does a sick backflip.
Would be that joke you were talking about. So I actually got a 14, which is not as good.
Yeah, livestock's hard to appraise, right?
Yeah, especially when we don't deal with it. But I'll turn to Dosh and say, still speaking to the scientists, typically we would charge a fee based off of the value of what we'd found. How much do we think Emberwolves go these days?
Yeah, I'll throw my praise on there, but I want to ask him, these Emberwolves, you say they're experimental, they align with the planar conduits. Do they happen to be translucent or invisible?
They would look at each other and, no, I guess they could be. That's only if they'd aligned with the Far Realm or something.
I rolled an 18 on my appraise.
Yeah, you and Lucius probably come into the same idea that if it's just recovering puppies, then a couple thousand would be more than fine for this sort of work.
How fast do Emberwolves grow?
They grow pretty quick. That's why they're very useful for these sort of studies, hitting maturity within a couple weeks.
How long have they been missing?
They'd say a little under a week.
Could your experiments on them have pushed that timeline up a little bit?
We'd have to check with Abernathy.
Yeah, because Dosh is totally working on the assumption that he just walked out of a building with the terrible monster, just ate a guy, walked across the street, and is out talking to these guys who are like, we're missing a terrible monster.
Yeah, I think we're all on that same page.
Okay.
Without trying to, like, let them know that we saw a terrible monster.
Right.
I'll ask, have you guys been doing these studies on these animals for long? Is this the first time?
We've been doing experiments on them for quite a long time.
In order to properly catch them, I think we're going to need your data pad and all the information you have on them.
Do you want to give us a bit? Some information that is not for public viewing.
Can I throw a diplomacy to hasten him? Like, sure. I'm not trying to intimidate him. Like, we need it now. But like, hey, it would be really nice if we could have that sooner, and we'll sign non-disclosure agreements or whatever you need. All right. I rolled a 19 for 27.
Alrighty. No, absolutely. Actually, that would work. Yeah, if you guys are willing to sign non-disclosure agreements, they can pass over the information a lot quicker.
I'm now imagining us pulling out non-disclosure agreements from here.
Yep.
That would say nothing at all about not disclosing information we get from them.
Yeah, I'll throw a couple pieces of paper from Lucius's desk.
We'll look this over quick and get you a better idea of how much it will cost for us to get these back. And at this point, I'll probably pass the data pad over to Fours.
Yep. I'll wait, theirs?
Yep. You look over the monster and let us know.
Yep. I'm just going to start browsing through. I guess I'll look for Emberwolf stuff, but if anything else catches my eye, I might take a peek.
If you have a computer use...
Oh, they have it open?
Yeah, I mean, they will sit down and hand over the data pad as soon as you guys sign the NDAs.
Oh, no, they're signing the NDAs.
We all are.
7 NDAs all signed. Some of you are not supposed to tell somebody something, but...
Pretty much how that's rolling.
All right.
I think at this point, too, like, knowing about the monster and that they're missing something, and I think that I'm going to try to throw together a quick contract that would just be, like, the price of what we think it would be for the Ember Puppies, but leaving myself room to come at them if it turns out to be not what we're not what we thought it was, with an altered price kind of deal.
Yeah, subject to change clause, understandable.
Right. And have them just kind of sign that and go away and leave us with the data pad.
They'll trade with you HCOM numbers and tell you that they'll be finding a spot nearby they can rent or set up while they wait.
Sounds good. And once they leave, it's like, so we're all thinking the same thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page.
That those guys were really stupid to sign our NDAs?
Any NDA, like, we're going to fucking follow it.
Right. This monster literally tore a person in half. How dangerous do we think this is?
I think you answered your own question.
Yeah.
I mean, only Dosh actually saw it.
Yeah, I'll say he... I don't know how long the monster was there. It might have not have tore it, the Lycol in half in the immediate confrontation. Might have just been chewing on him for a while.
Well, he's been missing for a couple of days, so I'm going to go with the chewing on him for a while.
Yeah. It was hard to get a good grasp of it, of its size because it was invisible, or at least translucent. I was able to see it as it moved. But...
Although it's invisible, do you think it might be something that we can track?
Being from the Pine Barrens, I'm going to roll a Knowledge Nature, see if I can come up with any insights for this.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a 14.
All right, 14. Yeah, I mean, you're familiar with Emberwolves, their hunting styles, and kind of you've grown up and know that they are dangerous, though they're not usually the kind to attack full-size people, being more kind of scavengers. Yeah, looking through this data pad kind of fits in with what you already know, but maybe gives a little bit more explanation for them. The area you're from at Nice being very closely tied with the Plane of Fire kind of lends credence to like what the scientists were saying, that the Emberwolves taking on the planar aspects of what they're around. So the ones that you grew up and know, generally generated a lot of heat or flame when hunting and moving between trees. But it wasn't as pronounced as what Dosh kind of is explaining. It's not something they're still, general shape is kind of like wolf-sized squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Still was very noticeable as a mammal-like creature, as opposed to what Dosh is describing.
Yeah, the nightmare he was describing.
Yes. But yeah, you can see the experiments, part of what they're referencing here is when offered direct conduits to different planes, they took on different aspects. All around, it didn't really change lifespan. Most Emberwolves don't live more than a few years, but they breed in large litters.
Do we know anything about planar conduits around here?
Right, because how did it get in contact with the Far Realm?
If that's what happened. And why would the experimentation be happening here as opposed to, like, in some remote location?
I wouldn't say that there's anything here that you would know about planar conduits.
Yeah. Well, what kind of planar atmosphere do we have where we are?
Standard material plane, I mean...
I think I'm talking stupid. What I'm asking is what kind of conduit would be in our area, or do we know that? Is there any sort of knowledge check that could help us understand if there was some sort of like breach or something?
Knowledge planes?
Oh, planes, yeah.
I don't have it, but...
Nor I.
Yeah, actually, I don't either, so...
Why don't you check your super secret library?
Might wind up going towards that. if there's something magical and local, I know knowledge local probably isn't the...
It is not something that you guys have ever had to come across or deal with.
Right. So we're just kind of baffled.
Well, if we think that the monster that Dosh saw is this thing, then I could take a go up to the rooftops and see if I can track it. Maybe it left behind a trail of some kind.
You're hurt.
Yes, I am. You know, I'm just throwing out ideas. So I was going to say that we also could try and track down Abernathy Goldhammer and see if he knows anything more about what's going on with these pups. The way those scientists were talking about him, it sounded like he was kind of close to the experimentation.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a pretty good description of him, so we can start from there.
Typically, Amber Wolves like to hang out in trees. So, I mean, where's the closest wooded area?
In this dense kind of urban sprawls, closest thing would be a local park.
All right, I'm going to grab my new surveillance arbiter and take a stroll down to the park.
Oswald, I don't like it, but if you feel up to it, you can do your rooftop thing, see if you can't find something. We know that Brawley was killed and that it started crawling up buildings from there. It could be a start, but...
Yeah,
I don't want you doing anything crazy.
Got it. I'll try and follow a trail and keep my distance.
Also check Goodberry's roof, that area over there.
All right.
If it's killing chickens, might be feathers.
Yep, if we think that's evolved, I can check over there too.
In the meantime, we've got a pretty big transaction that's about to happen, and I honestly have a pretty bad feeling about it. So, Dosh, if you could just stick with me.
Yeah, of course, boss.
Red Bandana is probably going to come sniffing around at some point too.
Right.
We just got to yell loud enough, they'll run away.
So I imagine Dosh and I just kind of taking time going down to the library and just kind of looking things up, just trying to pass time.
Okay. Very well. So within the hour then, as you will head back over to Goodberry's with Dosh to meet Ven Ross.
Yep, with the briefcase.
Alrighty. So at the park.
Yep.
You have your two drones to choose from. You have the one that you got before, military grade drone, so equipped with weapons and such. Or the one you recently got from Applied Solutions that you've already since cleared out is more of a surveillance drone. So flies faster, better photographs.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to be using the new one because new and shiny. Just be sitting on a park bench, one of those recreational drone enthusiasts type of things.
Excellent. I run into other people flying their drones. But scanning up and around the area, go and give me your perception.
All right. Yeah, if I don't get distracted playing with the other drones, I'll go ahead and drop a 22.
Yeah, as your drone flies overhead, keep an eye on it with connected to the data pad as you're kind of following with it, you will find a Emberwolf nest.
Like super obvious?
Yeah, it's tucked up in a larger tree. You can see where branches and discarded clothes have been kind of brought together and wrapped around. A thick yellow bile coats the larger part of the outside of it to kind of give it a... to harden it, to kind of give it a shell-like feel to it. Inside, you can see there are definitely bits of small animals, dogs, birds. But most notably, it is empty. There is no Emberwolf in here. On the inside of the nest, you can see the scales of a snake. There's the shed outer form of what looks like an empty Emberwolf body.
All right, I'm going to snap a couple of pictures with the drone and send them to Lucius with the text, nest.
Alrighty, Lucius, as you sit down with Dosh across from Ven Vross, you get a text message. It looks like a ketchup-filled sleeping bag. It is. It is wads of flesh discarded from a larger form, mound and left to dry in what looks like a pile of garbage.
Jesus.
Regardless of which, Ven Vross is staring at you with a cred stick on the table. You can see he has not ordered food, only has a glass of water with him. He looks now more in control of the situation. You also notice that on top of his nice suit, it's gray skin. He does wear a wig, giving him a nice blonde coif of hair.
All right. Well, I'm definitely having appetizers. I know that we just ate like 2 hours ago. I've got like something equivalent to a French fry or something. And Ven Vross, I'll pick up the data chip and make sure that it has the quantity of money that I demanded.
65,000 gold.
I will hand that to Dosh.
Yeah, I'll take it. Immediately try to start loading it into your bank account.
Pass off the briefcase.
Excellent. He'll take a look at it. He seems concerned with the scratches and dings on the front. And he will ask very honestly, did you open this?
No, I did not open that.
I appreciate your hard work, Istvold. Denfrost will then get up and leave. Beautiful hair, his perfect eyebrows. I just can't seem to find a way to get past what is just a permanently glued on corporate smile. So
yeah,
he does seem in all respects. He does seem he believes you.
Sounds good. I've just got a bad feeling that this isn't over.
Does the money go through?
The money goes through.
Yeah. Say, well, all cleared, boss.
Hopefully that's the end of that. And then I'll show you the picture that we got from Fours and say, that is disgusting.
Looking at the picture, do I notice any baking paraphernalia? Like, is there shreds of white coat?
No, there's not. There's no,
okay.
No hats or anything like that.
Any cockatrice feathers?
No.
Interesting.
I start getting that same idea. Like, maybe we go, since we're here, we ask Sabrina if we can go kind of investigate a little bit further, see if we can't find any evidence of this thing here.
Yeah, I'll say Oswald was up roof. I think that's the best place, but we can go in the back and see if Sabrina will let us look at the cages and stuff.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we'll cut across to Oswald. Where you at?
Well, Goodberry's is closest, so that's probably where I'd start. I'd just zip over to the roof and look around for any trace of, I don't know, creatures moving around, blood trails, feathers, anything that looks like something has been moving around up here.
Yeah, definitely. On top of this roof, down where you can look into the alleyway that contains Sabrina's special chickens.
Mm.
It is not hard to find, tucked kind of behind one of those like access doors next to like the antennas where people would dry their clothes. There is very much the mangled and chewed apart body of a cockatrice. Bird feathers scattered all about, though you're not finding any strong amounts, any like good meat chunks. It looks like the skin's still intact, but it's eaten the flesh from underneath it.
Huh. Okay. So whatever this is, it eats it from the inside rather than just like chomping it down.
Mm.
Weird. All right, I'll take a picture of that bird corpse, and I'm guessing there's not an obvious trail to follow from here. So I'll, from here, head over to Borali's Bakery, see what I can see over there.
Yeah, go and give me a perception as you're checking the area.
I do that.
Real quick, you should send that picture to Lucius.
Oh, I know that I ought to, but I don't think that's where my head's at right now.
No, I mean, like, anyone looks at his phone, it's like, why are people sending you pictures of dead animals?
So I rolled a 20 on my perception, so that's a 28 total.
Flawless. Looking around up here, it takes a little bit, but you're definitely able to spot the sign. Similar to kind of what was described by Dosh, as well as the scene you saw with the cockatrice body. Looks like the creature seems to have squeezed her into the chimney here. Going down the chimney, coming out of the roof that goes down to the large oven.
Huh.
So like you can see the bent metal on top of the little hat.
Oh, yeah, that kind of chimney, yeah.
Yeah, you can see that. The metal is bent and pushed aside, and you can find here.
Okay. And am I picturing this right, that there's no way that I could squeeze through that chimney? It's too tight?
Correct. Based on what Dosh has kind of said and what Forrest has said, the creature obviously must be able to contort or squish down.
Yeah, so now, like, I had originally been imagining a wolf-sized squirrel that was somehow monstrous, and now I'm imagining, like, a wolf-sized slug that is somehow monstrous. Okay, I'll take a picture of that as well, and that is when I will send both those two pictures to Lucius.
So, sorry, where did you see these?
So, the picture of the cockatrice that's been slurped out from the inside is on top of Goodberry's, and the busted chimney is on top of Borali's Bakery.
Right. I'll quickly just text back, good work. See if you can't find any trails.
All right. And I will start looking for a trail to see, because I know that Dosh said the beast climbed up onto the roof and escaped from there. So looking for anything that might indicate where it went.
Right. It leaves a mucus trail. We know that.
Yeah. Heading over to the spot where Dosh said they last saw it. As you get on top of the building, looking back, you can see the... You'd see the vehicles pull up as several seekers get out to approach the bakery.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm remembering what the boss said, that I shouldn't trust cops. So I'm going to be in a little bit of a hurry to leave this roof.
Yeah. Up above, the mucus trails dried in the sun. You can see where the creature definitely climbed up, leaving blood trails from Brawley as it went up the side of the building. Up here, though, you will find a fresh casing of that skin, of the Emberwolf's outer layer shed. Translucent, you see, like poking a jellyfish on the side of the ocean. It reeks something terrible of basically rotted flesh, and, well, it's got a hint of cinnamon rolls in the background.
Ugh.
but the wadded-up flesh seems to have been rubbed off against various antenna that are up here. The wet prints left by the creature that seems to have crawled away seem to have more than a dozen legs.
Oh, okay. I'll take a picture of all that grossness and send that to Lucius with the accompanying text. Looks like this thing is molting and has a lot of legs.
Yeah, you'll get like the dot, 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 like I'm going to respawn, but I just don't quite get one yet.
Yeah, with that, is there anything else you two need to do while out and about?
Only if I could tell what direction it would have gone.
It looks like it's heading further into the warehouse district.
All right, then I'll start going that direction, just start like looking for other clues about where it might have gone.
Ors?
I'm going to be flicking through the settings on this new drone to see if it has any other types of lenses, I guess. Like, can it do infrared or night vision or anything like that? Anything fancy?
It basically does have options for dark vision or see invisibility or magic detection.
Okay. I will give those all a shot as I kind of swoop around the tree. We'll start with see invisibility because the thing was translucent.
See invisibility does not reveal anything in the nest. It does reveal, though, using see invisibility, that there are a couple invisible drones here marked by Amon advancements that seem to be just floating over the area.
Whoa. All right. I've been successfully distracted. I'm going to fly my drone up and take a closer look at the invisible drones.
All right. Dosh and Lucius.
Probably heading with Sabrina back to check out the cages. Now that we have that money in hand, though, I'll send a quick text over to Barry. This might be another just knowledge check, but do I know of like a sketchy doctor that would make house calls?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Yeah, I'll arrange for Barry to have a doctor come over to our place tonight.
Sure. What's the doctor's name?
What was that mishmash of syllables you said last time?
Let's go with Herbert Francis.
Alrighty. Barry will make sure to contact Dr. Francis.
Never trust a man with two first names.
Sabrina will have you guys put on kind of heavy welding goggles to help block. Even then, all of the animals wear blinders, but this is just in case.
Sounds good.
But she would lead you back into an open air alley that is kind of closed off. Like if you've seen those multiple buildings kind of that all come into an area but don't quite touch. So there's kind of like a back garden area that only her building has access to.
Mm-hmm.
Which there are two cages, so the only way to really get in here would be to come through or fly in, if you don't come in through her business. But there are two cages out of the four that are still intact, so you can hear the flapping and occasional squawk of a cockatrice.
I guess I would poke my head around in one of the empty ones.
Yeah, you can see metal has been bent and ripped. It looks to, even on some of the smaller parts of the metal, or the on the bars leading inside, they do look a slight bit melted, as though they are heated first. But otherwise, yeah, whatever tore this apart had kind of immense strength.
Does it look like it matches the slug form that Dosh had seen earlier?
It definitely fits with what Dosh kind of saw of the, at least how to access this area, that slug creature, that would make sense.
Do I notice any, like, of the dried goo, like, on the walls crawling out or anywhere around here? Maybe floors towards a drain or something?
Yeah, looking around, this last attack having happened the other night, there's still, yeah, there's the mucus has long since dried, but you can see it where it dried onto the metal bars.
Mm. Oh, looks like that confirms our suspicions on this. I don't know how to put up any sort of barriers in the case that we can't stop these things immediately, but fill Sabrina in and say, if we hadn't already, like the monsters that are kind of terrorizing our block, they seem to kind of be able to climb across rooftops and down walls in a slug-like fashion. We're going to do our best to get these things under control.
She does not know quite how to respond to that, but...
Right, yeah.
Oh, that's all awful. Then thank you. I guess, yes, do that.
But yeah, please let us know if any other cockatrices get attacked.
Absolutely. You guys will hear a rapping from the inside of the restaurant. A familiar voice calls out, "Hello? Is anyone here?"
Familiar voice.
Is it the buzz?
You recognize this as Investigator Quinn.
At least it's the friendly one.
Yeah. Point one skidoo as they jump over the roof.
It's good cop.
Mrs. Donwatch, and she'll start heading towards the front.
And we're like geared up in cockatrice gear right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start. I don't think there's any option but to go up with her, get this gear off us and leave.
Yeah, it's just goggles, right? We just have to take them off and toss them at the entryway.
Isn't it like gloves too?
She just gave you goggles this time because.
Okay. I'll look at Dosh and then look around then. Did we see any other kind of escapes from this place?
No. Easiest way, obviously, would be climbing up and out, which even probably a reasonable person could do between windows and train pipes. Nope, there's no real escape here unless you're going to break through someone's bathroom window and crawl through an apartment.
A reasonable person can do it, but maybe not Lucius.
Yeah. We're just guests here. We can just eat. We're eating. We're taking off.
Exactly. Yep, let's go. We will try to walk past the cop.
Investigator Quinn will be talking to Sabrina as you two exit out, and he'll take a moment to stop and, Mr. Estebold, Mr. Dosh.
Quinn.
Interesting, I don't know if you've heard, there was an accident on your block here.
An accident?
It appears something has befallen your nearby neighbor, Mr. Brawley.
Hmm.
You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
No.
Bluff check.
Yeah. All right.
He eventually pinned you down into forcing you to make a bluff.
Yeah. The simple no squeezes out of my mouth. Although I'm quite good at bluffing, I only got a 10.
Very well.
I'm going to try like maybe 8 or something. I want to say he doesn't know anything, but I do. So I haven't told you this, boss, as I tried to get Lucius out of here so I can, and I'll talk to Quinn.
let's get your bluff.
Okay. Better than a 10. No, a natty 1 for the 11.
Amazing.
With quick charm, Investigator Quinn will kind of laugh and, oh, that's good to hear, Dosh. That, so I hope then you all wouldn't mind coming down to the station for it.
I'll say, why do we have to go to the station? Can we just talk here?
Hey, well, I don't want to keep Mrs. Donwatch's business tied down. I guess we can head over to yours, cross the street here in just a moment.
Why can't we just do it in the street?
You jinxed it, Jeff. You did it on purpose.
When we're looking at dead bodies, we nail it. But when we're dealing with cops...
Hey, last time you lied to the cops, you got a nat 20.
Yeah, I did.
I'm starting to get like agitated, and then I'll calm down. Say, Quinn, we don't have the time for this. Are we free to go?
Oh, absolutely. I will Thank be coming you. Over though to ask you some questions. So I recommend being there if you can.
Oh, god damn it.
Can we just schedule an appointment with him? Or is this like right now?
Like, are we just gonna make shit worse? Because that's what happens. Say, fuck it, let's go. Make this quick.
Yeah, if you want to head over, I'll be over there in just a moment. I need to finish up with Miss Donwatch here. But I'll send Doss your way.
Oh, fuck.
It's just getting worse. Like, he's going to find the cockatrices.
Well, at least we're getting him out of there then, in that aspect.
I want him out of there. I don't want him dealing with her. So I'll say,
right.
Let's just go there now, Quinn. I am the one who stumbled on the body. I just asked Sabrina here to call for me because we were doing a business deal with an Amon executive.
Yeah, he'll look back at her. Oh, interesting. You were doing a... Oh, she made no mention of that. An odd detail to admit.
I asked her not to.
Why would that be any of your business?
Exactly.
He'll look at you politely. I think we're done here, Miss Donwatch. Thank you.
I mean, I'll throw myself under the bus to keep her from and her family from going under, you know?
Oswald and Fours. So Fours, the invisible drones that you're looking at now, they don't have weapons on them. They seem to be just in surveillance mode.
Is there any way that I can tell where they're looking or what they're focused on?
This one seems to be just placed over the park, keeping an eye on people who are here. There seems to be another one not too far, a couple blocks away, over a couple buildings. In fact, sending your drone on a further scale, it does look like there are more of them the closer you get to Amon Advancement headquarters, but there are a series of drones placed at over various kind of busy blocks or access points that keep watch.
Okay. So it's just invisible eyes fucking everywhere.
Yes.
That's fun.
I guess I'm going to... I'm completely off track now from the Emperor Wolf thing. I'm going to start just flying around, snapping pictures of invisible drones and adding location tags.
Okay.
and just spamming Lucius's phone with these updates.
All right. Oswald.
Yep.
Up on top of the roof. Yeah, you find that freshly discarded skin, but what are you up to now?
Yep, heading towards the warehouse district and just hoping I get lucky, essentially, in finding more of the trail of this thing. So far, we've been finding evidence of its existence when it goes to eat. So I don't know what it's going to find to eat in the warehouse district. Rats, pigeons, small creatures like that, maybe?
Mm.
So that's what I'm looking for until I get a better lead or I get pulled in some other direction by somebody else.
All right. Very well. Go and give me that perception, then.
Okay. Much worse. I rolled a 2 for a 10.
You fucker.
Might be out here for a while.
As you look around here, it's a bit too hard to kind of really find anything in any one direction. So, say, if you want to roll to see how long you're out here for it. But as of right now, the trail will go cold.
Yeah. Unless somebody, like, calls me or texts me to give me an update on what they're up to, I imagine I'd be up here looking around for at least 2 hours.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Alrighty. So, back at base. Gore seems in a very cheerful mood up until he sees the Investigator Quinn come in, I guess, behind you as he allows you guys to kind of lead him over. He will make the call for Doss to come and join, but he will. I mean, he is polite and he is fun. He will. So, good diner. I haven't been over in this side of the this part of the city.
Best diner around.
Excellent.
I'll motion him to sit.
I'll escort Gore and Barry out of the room so it's just us. Don't need them talking to the cops either. Letting some slip. Side comment or something.
And then I'll ask, what are you after?
Say, this is an impressive place. It used to belong to your father, right?
Don't answer that.
You know that somebody just died?
I do. And what do Why you guys, are you here? What do you know about the person who died? Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Dosh, what do you know about the person who died?
I'm going to be mostly truthful with this guy. I'm probably not going to mention the slug monster, but I'll say we were eating, well, and I'll kind of roll my eyes, they were eating at the Good Berries this morning, and Sabrina had mentioned that the baker, Barali, hadn't brought by daily bread, and so I, not wanting to sit in the greasy spoon, figured I'd go for a walk and go see how the shop was. I went over there, lights were off, it was closed up, but the door was unlocked. I opened the door, called out his name, got no response, but I heard broken glass. I went to go look. I saw Mr. Barali on the ground in his own blood. I went out the back door to see if I could see anything, unless there was a visible monster or something. I didn't see anything. And then I went and told Sabrina what was happening, and we called you guys, or she did.
All right. Doss will have arrived. You'd hear her come in through the front before heading over to meet you guys in your conference room. Quid would catch her up on what you just said, but go ahead and give me that bluff.
Okay. Okay. Well, haha! I only roll 20s or 1s when I talk to cops. I rolled a natty 20 with a plus 10 for a 30.
Yeah, Quinn, obviously, wow. All right. That is a horrible sight to see. That body was not left in very good condition, I'd say. Looks like an animal has been chewing on it.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Doss is staring at Lucius, kind of watching his reaction.
Mm-hmm. My reaction is just tilted head staring back at him.
Doss would ask Lucius, are you going to answer that after hearing your phone go off several times?
And I will say no.
Quinn will interject with, you had a transaction with Amon Advancements.
We did.
Is there anything of this that would be relevant to this case?
Unfortunately, I am legally bound to not discuss it.
Technically true.
Understandable. I mean, anything you volunteer would be helpful. I don't know. You're not suspects in this? We're just trying to find out why this happened. Seems to be a pretty exciting block these days.
Yes, unfortunately, we can't help you, though.
Yeah, Quinn will write something down, slide it over to Doss. She looks it over before she nods. We thank you for your time, Mr. Estebold, Mr. Dosh. I assume that if anything else comes to this, that you'll be able to give us a call.
Thank you for your time.
Not a problem, citizen. Doss does take a moment to look around just the conference room in the main hallway where she came in and kind of look at the building before they both leave.
Welcome to do so.
I immediately We'll go grab Gore and be like, bring up the security tapes. I want to know what she wrote.
I don't know if we've got surveillance.
I love how you just assume that there's security tapes to bring up at all.
Right.
Barry laughs and he's like, oh, you're serious.
Yeah, just gonna sorry, Dosh.
I'm like, well, first thing on the docket, actually secure your goddamn stuff.
And then that sculptor, that's hidden away, right? They'd have to get a warrant or something to find that.
I mean, it's down in whatever like workshop-y kind of tool area you've got in the building.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think it's hidden, but it's not out in plain view in the conference room either.
Right, exactly. Fine with that. And anyways, nobody knows how that sculptor got there anyways. So
Dawson Quinn will head across the street to go get lunch.
All right, I will look through my text messages. Has any of you actually tried to reach out to me, like call me?
No calls.
Yeah, no calls.
All right.
I will start calling Oswald, because I want him to know the cops came and we talked to them and what we said. I want everyone on the same page. So,
you're calling me first because you know I'm the one who's likeliest to like say the wrong thing.
Yeah, not on purpose, just out of naivety.
Yeah, when you reach out to call him, Oswald, as you're bounding over the warehouse district, you will notice that you're looking for smaller animals or you're looking for things that have gone missing. It is not hard to notice that there is a population of not quite transient or not quite homeless, but people that are living out of the storage units. There are pets and there are children. There are various figures that do live in these areas that seem to be very off-grid.
That's going to tug on my heartstrings because it's going to remind me of my own upbringing. So I'll probably like take a minute and just like sit on a rooftop and just watch them for a while.
Just take your Batman moment.
Yeah. When Dosh calls, I'll answer the phone.
I'll say, the deal was completed. Boss still has a hint that the Amon guy isn't on the up and up, but we got the money, we got paid, and he left. So that's good news.
Cool.
Bad news is we had to talk to the cops, told them about Barali. He didn't mention any of the slug stuff.
Okay.
And then I'll ask, how's it going over there?
Trail went cold at this point. There was definitely, you know, that stuff I sent pictures of to the boss above the bakery and the restaurant. I think it headed towards the warehouse district from there, but I haven't found any trail of it yet.
I'll say, well, I guess, I mean, if you're not busy, keep looking. We'll bring the car around. Maybe we'll go grab Forrest and maybe we'll get more eyes on the street. Might help.
Okay.
And then I'll ask Lucius, like, do you need anything from Oswald?
He's found a way to the that district and his trail's gone kind of cold, but there are people there.
Yeah.
Can you have him talk to people and see if they have any missing persons?
Oh, good idea. Yeah, I'll mention that to Oswald. I say, yeah, I convey the message.
Sure, I can ask.
And then Fours is just, you're just sending me loads of pictures, right? Mm-hmm. I think we'll call you next. And I'll just levitate the phone around me and Dosh so that it's kind of like a
group call.
Yeah, a group call. So you don't think that any of those drones around you are focusing in on that nest you found?
No, it doesn't look like it.
Did you find any from your pictures? I didn't see anything like bones or anything from like people. At least I don't think I did.
Let me look. I'm gonna flip back through my pictures.
Nope, nothing human sized.
Yeah, or halfling sized, right?
Correct. Yeah, no humanoid-esque bones,
just like little animals.
Yeah, I'm so curious where we lost
it. Yeah, everything seems to be, Pomeranian or smaller.
Mm. Looking for signs of Abernathy, but...
We still have that data pad, right, that we took from the two nerds?
We do.
While we're talking, I'm going to start scrolling through it and see if I can find numbers.
Yeah, what kind of numbers?
Looking for Abernathy, or anyone like else who would be related to this case.
Yeah, like his phone number, or...?
Yeah, his phone number.
Yeah, I mean, it's in there.
Okay.
Let's just call it.
Yeah, I wait for you to get off the phone with Fours.
Right. So Fours, we'll come up with a decision soon whether or not we're going to head over to where Oswald is or head over to where you are and thoroughly investigate that nest.
Okay.
Get back to you soon.
Sounds good.
Oh, I'm going to start flying my drone. I don't know how many blocks away it is, but I'm going to start flying my drone back to the park.
I like how you didn't tell Forrest about the cops at all. Like, you're really just concerned about me blabbing.
It just occurred to me, Jeff, how close is the park bench I'm sitting on to the tree?
Well, let's say a couple hundred feet.
Okay. I've been intently staring at this data pad for a while, so I'm going to take a break to look around at my surroundings.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty open park. Plenty of nice, bushy, tall trees. Most of them looks like they've been cropped or pruned to allow for generous or easy climbing, though they seem to be cut off that you can't really climb more than about 10 feet, so hopefully a child or someone wouldn't hurt themselves. You can see people picnicking and enjoying what appears to be a bit of a midday sun.
All right.
Yeah.
How many super spy drones was I able to spot or document?
Yeah, it looks like about 5.
Okay.
Though you think that's more limited on the range of what your drone, how far it can see invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll grab the phone if we're done with Fours, and I guess I'll call up Abernathy, put him on speaker. And we were under the impression that they think this Abernathy like took him or lost him.
Yeah, he took the pups.
Some slug like Ember Wolf is going to answer the phone.
No telemarketers.
No, you get a gruff young voice answers. Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Dosh. Is this Abernathy?
No.
I immediately like, get the sign that it probably is.
Say no. this is Morningborn.
I'm going to sense motive him just in case. 25 on my sense motive.
Yeah, impressive. Yeah, you're pretty sure he's telling the truth because you can hear a couple other people laughing in the background as you hear them saying, who is it? Who's that? Who's on the phone? And you hear the shh, the shh, like, yeah.
What was Abernathy's full name?
Abernathy.
I got Goldhammer.
It was Abernathy Goldtown.
Goldtown.
Yeah. John's what it's called, Goldhammer.
And this guy's saying he's Morningborn?
Yep.
I'll ask, can I speak to Abernathy? Goldtown?
Yeah, absolutely. He will hand off the phone to another person who will respond back. I'm Mr. Abernathy.
Best they can.
Right.
Does it sound like a guy putting on a voice?
It does sound like a guy putting on a voice. Okay.
fucking kids. I'm going to intimidate this guy. I'm going to say, the product you stole has taken more than one life. See if I can. Oh, 11. I'm like 30, 25, 11. I put on the voice too. I'm like, shit, why do I always mimic people on the phone?
The product you stole.
Yeah, I always do that.
The person on the other line will start laughing before trying to go back to the voice of, so where's the drop?
Dash is like probably getting frustrated. He's like, take it. Take this. I'm gonna get the band started.
So I guess I'll grab the phone.
Yeah.
Say, where did you find that phone?
Yeah, he'll respond back with the, it's my phone.
I guess I'll sense motive that. I don't believe him.
Yeah, it's clear between the giggling in the background that somebody else has found it.
Right, yeah. And I'll say, look, it's not your phone. It's obviously not your phone. This is kind of annoying. Fun's over. Like, I don't even want the phone back. All I want to know is where you found it. Can you please just be cool and give me that information? And that is going to be a diplomacy check.
Can you just be cool?
Can you just be cool? Bam! The natural one. Total of 12.
These kids are owning us, man.
I mean, they are just cooler than you. That's really what it comes down to.
God, everyone's cooler than me.
With a natural one, the heavy voice will go to, no, I don't talk to losers. And then he will hang up.
I'll flip the phone back to Dosh and say, oh, shit. There goes that lead.
Fucking cool kid.
All right. Nothing about, were they in a public place or were they?
It sounded like it, yeah.
All right. Are we in a world where we can track that phone? Amon would have already done it, right?
Oh, probably. Amon probably does.
Yeah.
So,
is there an app on this data pad that I take from these scientists that actually is already tracking it?
No, not at that level.
All
right. I guess technically what you'd be able to follow on there, you'd be able to see the tracker that they'd found, which you assume is at, based on location, is at like a local Motel 6 or local rented room.
Mm-hmm. You need a fake brand name right there.
All right, so fake brand name. Jesse, what do we got? What's our dope-ass shitty motel?
Easy Snooze, something stupid like that.
Right. Sounds cheap.
They're at the local Easy Snooze, by the hour, by the day.
Need to snooze for just an hour? Come on in. All right. Well, it was a good try. How about we go meet up with Fours and see if we don't get more information from Oswald in the meantime?
Yeah, I already have the van up and running.
Then you guys will head out to meet Fours at the park?
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
And then you're picking him up and then heading back to get Oswald?
We're hoping that Oswald might glean some information, but I'm also kind of considering, like, maybe Fours understands, like, the patterns of Ember Wolves. Like, does it sleep at night or something? Like, can we try to trap this thing later when it comes back to its nest? That's my logic. So we're going to have a bit of conversation, I think, when we get there.
All right. Oswald, go ahead and give me your diplomacy check. Or effectively, your gather info as you reach down to chat with people here.
Okay. I rolled a 13 for a 13.
Excellent. Good time. And ask around, what are you asking for?
Well, Dosh said to see if there's been any like, missing people, anything like that. So I imagine I'm asking them, like, how things are going in general and trying to get a sense of, like, what their life is like, because that's kind of where my head's at first. And then ask, you know, has anybody gone missing? Anybody been getting hurt? You know, have things been going bad lately in a way that they normally don't?
Yeah, with the 13, most people, it's not so much they're not talking to you so much as they're just kind of busier than this.
Yeah.
Like, they'll answer some quick questions. Things in the storage units are, they always are. We make do. You'd see the...
Imagine I'll get distracted and just, like, spend several minutes just kind of talking about what their life is like.
Yeah, definitely a lot of people here that work closer to either in the Mon Advancements warehouses or work doing side gigs around the city, but then live out in this direction. So a lot of people with doing a lot of cereal and water combos to kind of get by. Mm. But as far as things that are new in the area, there's nothing stands out too much, but you definitely get a sense from people that they're a little worried speaking to you.
Okay. If my initial tactic of just asking how things are going and if anything weird has been happening doesn't work, I'll probably shift up to saying, you know, hey, there's been a scary monster around. Anybody heard anything about that?
Yeah, there's a gentleman wearing a privacy hood tell you that there have been strange things happening late at night. Points down the corridor of storage units. This is down towards the larger warehouses.
What kind of strange things?
You'll say that it sounds like there's animals here.
Huh. Like animals that don't normally hang out around here?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like some kind of like animal fighting gambling thing, is it? Because like I don't need to know about that. That's not my business if that's what's going on.
Say no, I don't think so. I don't believe it is, but maybe. We found a lot of blood.
Okay. Just blood, not like an animal body or a person body.
I wouldn't say it's a person's body, no.
Okay. Oswald is clearly, like, really uncomfortable with this line of questioning. So, yeah, I guess I'll thank this guy, and I'll head in the direction that he indicated, see if I can find evidence of animals or blood or larger warehouses to check out.
Yeah. Approach you towards the back area there. Go and give me your perception check. As you pass row and row storage unit, you're starting to see less people. Looks like these are actually more used for actual storage and less as homes.
All right. I got a 27.
Speaking about, you can see these larger storage units, the ones that have, like, vehicles in them and things like that. Before you get to the one that he had referenced, he had pointed at. Searching along the outside, you can see that the doors, the entryways are not locked.
All right. I'm going to look around and see if there's anybody else around who might possibly witness me.
Seems quiet enough here. Midday. Most people are at work and the kids are playing.
Okay. I'm going to open the door and brace myself to be eaten by a wolf-sized slug.
Opening the door, the room reeks of rotted flesh, of stale blood, so that penny taste is everywhere. But it appears to be fairly dark in here except for a well-lit table with various beakers and alchemical equipment upon it.
Okay. I'm going to take a moment to use that keen sight that I have to shift into dark vision, which is probably going to make me wince at the bright light in the center of the room. But my intent is to, like, just check the corners of the room, make sure there's not something hiding. Just, yeah.
Yeah, switching into dark vision, you see not too far ahead of you. Your own shadow kind of blocking it from the light of the door as you entered in. It does look like a discarded set of skin, similar to what you found before. This one, though, it appears to be about 4 feet tall, a little bit less, that once had kind of dark gray mutton chops.
Oh.
Its flesh kind of peeled away before you hear the clack of things above you.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for listening, and a special thanks again to Nihilor, allowing us to use his music. The intro and outro is titled Bushweek